We talk with those on behalf of the Seidman College of Business. Great things happening all year round. Doesn't shut down in the summertime. Lots of minds to instruct and professors to keep busy as well. Today, a pretty cool study to catch up with. Representing women and racial minorities on Fortune 500 company boards. How are those numbers doing as we talk about the season of breaking glass ceilings and more? A pleasure to have you in the house, economics professor Dr. Sonia Dalmia. Good morning to you, Dr. D.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
You back. Student Casey Setlock, thank you for, you being here as well and representing the many students that take classes at the school. How's life?
Life's going pretty well. It's been nice to be on summer break, that's for sure.
Yes, summer break, but still on the radio and more. What has been your educational journey?
I am originally from Rockford. I went to West Catholic High School, and now I will be in my third year at Grand Valley. I'm an economics and psychology major.
Right. Why the choice of this profession?
I am very interested in working in research, particularly. I'd love to eventually get into teaching, and I'd love to work with women, particularly women executives, in professional development.
Well, imagine there's a job waiting for her as soon as she graduates, Dr. Dalmia, yes?
I'm sure there is.
Tell me a little bit about you and your role with the college.
Well, I've been at Grand Valley's for the last 17 years, mm-hmm. and I have been teaching at Seidman since, and it's been a great journey. Yeah.
Let's talk about the journey that both of you and yours have been working on, talking about your research concerning women on corporate boards. Set the premise, Dr. Dalmia.
Yeah, so we wanted to generally look at the landscape and look at the numbers, what story they tell us, and see if there could be some policy implications that could come out of doing this research for companies who are looking to diversify. So we hear, you know, a lot in the media, in all sorts of media, that diversity is really valuable, diversity is good, and so we wanted to look at the makeup of the company boards. Most research tends to focus more on the CEOs. We wanted to extend that and to look at the makeup of company boards and see what we find and what kind of recommendations that can come from our research and companies can learn from the numbers that we found.
Was your target audience local, regional, national, international?
We kind of did a little bit of both. So we did Fortune 500 companies as a whole, which is a more national focus. But then we also did look a little bit more onto, there's 14 Michigan companies that are part of the Fortune 500. So we also did a little bit of focus on them as well, particularly obviously because we live in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So we also did a little bit of a state, looking at it statewide as well.
Great. So how did you set up your research before we look into some of the results?
So we had, we used a variety of different databases, and basically what we did is for each company, we compiled a list of their board members, and obviously their gender, their age, what their current position is, whether they're a CEO, CFO, a CIO, vice president, or some other sort of profession, whether it's in academia, something like that. We also compiled their race as well, and then whether or not they're the chairperson. And obviously, part of the boards are the CEOs, so we obviously got our information on CEOs from what we had found.
Was it easy to obtain your information? How about that research field?
Oh. Casey would be a better person to tell you about that.
Yeah, because along with a grad assistant, we kind of did a majority of the compiling. They also did the racial aspect because that's obviously a more subjective thing. Mm-hmm. And so it took quite a while to find all the information. I mean, we're talking about thousands of people that we had to compile information on, and some of the information was a little bit harder to find than others, so it was quite a process.
Great. Let's get into a couple of the highlights. First of all, is the project done?
Not yet. We still need to extend this further. One of the things that we will soon be gathering data on is the educational background of all the board members. Mm-hmm. to see if that tells some kind of a story, and it gives us an idea about what is the trajectory that brings a woman into a board position. Mm-hmm.
So what's the elephant in the room? What number either surprised you or didn't surprise you?
I think we found really interesting, so we kind of wanted to see if there was a magic number, per se, of the number of board members that would be on a board that, whether they're women or racial minorities, that would kind of provide the most profitability. We looked at profitability as our measure of corporate success. And we found that about 25% of the board members either being women or being racial minorities was kind of our magic number, our magic percentage. So that was kind of interesting that there was that distinct percentage that really seemed to bring out the success in a company.
For me, adding to what just Casey mentioned, it was not surprising to see that when we look at companies that have female CEOs versus male CEOs, the average profit reported by companies that are led by women tends to be higher. That wasn't surprising at all. It wasn't surprising to see that when we look at the age distribution of the board members, we tend to see more men in the 60 and above age category, and we start to see now more women in the younger age groups, which again is not surprising, and it kind of correlates to the stats that we've been observing since 1980. More women have been graduating from college than men. Mm-hmm. So it's not surprising to see that age distribution. What was really surprising for me personally was that in spite of all the talk about diversity that we keep hearing, mm-hmm. when we look at the most recent turnover on the boards and we wanted to see who those seats were filled up by, it was still majority white men. Mm-hmm.
20% of the Fortune 500 company boards are made up of women. Mm-hmm. Your reaction?
Obviously, as a woman who wants to see other women succeed, it definitely is. We think of the fact that we have achieved so much and we've come so far. Obviously, this number is striking because we still have a long ways left to go. I think that's the really interesting part. As she was talking about, you know, we still see that a majority of the board members that are added, especially the majority of the board members that have been added in the last year, are still predominantly white men. And so I think that that's, you know, very interesting. And it's to see a number like that and to see it be such a small percentage when 50% of our population are women, you know, that's definitely.
And I think I would add to that and say that, you know, even though women are graduating in larger numbers from college, I think we also need to start paying attention to what kind of majors we choose. Mm-hmm. We need to make some changes on that level. Even when we see women choose business as their major, they tend to generally prefer to specialize in human resources, for example. And when we looked at the background of these board members to see what qualifications they bring to the table, we see that the pool that is usually tapped into to bring board members from is the CEO, right? And if only 4% of the Fortune 500 companies have female CEOs, you can see why we only see 20% of the board made up of women. And, you know, when you look at what other positions these people are tapped from, they tend to be generally the top five positions occupied in a company. And so if women are going to be choosing HR, you know, then they are not going to be able to advance into those positions. So I think we need to think this through and we need to start preparing women early on, right from when they are choosing their majors. It sometimes is difficult because you are at a very young age and you don't know, you don't have a clear idea about where your career is going to be going. But I think strategically thinking about this and preparing women and making them aware at an early age would be a great thing.
Any specifics on Michigan numbers you want to share?
Well, I guess some of the more interesting Michigan numbers is that we do see in some cases some better numbers in Michigan. So, for example, where we see that 20% of Fortune 500 board members are women, we obviously it's not that much higher of a number, but we see 22% of Michigan Fortune 500 company board members being women. As well, we also see a little bit more diversity on the boards. We see that there are more racial minorities on Michigan Fortune 500 company boards than we do on the Fortune 500 as a whole. So there are some more, I guess probably the best word is to say more enlightening, better numbers, things that give us a little bit more hope in Michigan. But
Dr. Domia, we just have a couple minutes left. What else is important we know, and where do we go from here?
Well, like I said, we need to educate women more, and I think we also, and this is something that the Michigan Women's Commission is working on, is getting a list of eligible female candidates going, which then the companies can tap into and, you know, choose, select women from. Because oftentimes we hear there aren't enough eligible women to serve on company boards. And the idea is, well, there are, and here's a list and of potential candidates that you can pick from. So there is some work being done on that front currently.
Great. Final words from you, Casey Setlock.
Along with that, we do see that women, we see more women serving on more than one board.
Yes.
So the pool is definitely a lot smaller. So the research that the Michigan Women's Commission is going to do is hopefully going to make that pool a little larger, which I think will be great to be able to see there be not just more women on boards, but more different women, more women serving on just one board, but there being more women. So.
It'll take your generation to shake it up now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for what you do. How do we find out more information on this?
Well, people can contact us. We really haven't published the study yet because we still have the education data to add to it. But hopefully we will be getting a paper out in the Grand Rapids Business Journal along with an academic journal. So
we'll stay on top of the story. Thank you, Dr. Sonia Dalmia and Casey Setlock, on behalf of this research, Representation of Women and Racial Minorities on Fortune 500 Company Boards. Stay tuned for further conversation.